The Gem City Sports Network presents Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game is being brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State, by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports and Central State Marauder athletics, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Now, let's head courtside for all the play-by-play action of CSU basketball. Here's Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. We welcome you back to another edition of the men's basketball as the Central State Marauders take on the Albany State Golden Rams. The Golden Rams come into this game with a record of 2 wins and 2 losses in the SIAC, 2-8 overall. They average 62 points per game to give up 72. They've lost 3 in a row, and they are tied for third place in the East Division of the SIAC. Central State, 2-2. They were 2-5 overall. They get 68 points a game, give up 81, almost 82, and they've lost 3 in a row. They are tied for third in the SIAC West. Last year they met and Central State won 80-74. That was here. Malik Parker had 26 points. Jordan Simpson had 16 for Albany State. All three guys that got double figures for the Marauders are gone. LeVar Miller had 29 points. Cameron Ivey, 20. Raymond Adams had 16. Last time out for the Albany State, they lost 74-56 to Georgia Southwestern, and the Marauders lost a tough one, 81-78 to Lincoln, California. Willie Jackson had 18, Kevin Moore had 17, Marcus Scott had 16, and Ibrahima Jarju had 16. So, we had a chance to talk to the head coach of the Central State Marauders, Coach Davis, and we'll have that for you here in just a minute. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Back here on the pregame show here with head coach Antonio Davis, and Coach, big game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Back in conference play. So
that's right.
They're always big.
Albany State, or you come off a tough loss against Lincoln, but what did you learn out of that game?
Well, we got to really pay attention to detail, especially in transition. We gave up some buckets against Lincoln, matching up in transition, which shouldn't happen, so we definitely got to grow in that area. So we gave up like 12 points in transition just from matching up. And so we got to clean that up, obviously. And but it was a good game. Went down to the wire. It's good to get good non-conference competition leading up to conference contests. So hopefully it'll get us prepared for these next two games, starting with Albany State tonight.
Okay, Albany State comes in 2-2, 2-8 overall. They were also down in Alabama when you played
against
Alabama
at
Mississippi College.
Absolutely.
Did you get a chance to see them down there?
We did. Well-coached team, very long. He likes big guards, so they're going to be a little bigger than we are in the backcourt. But, you know, hopefully our speed and quickness will, balance that out a little bit. But very good team. They played a tough non-conference schedule like us. So the overall record really is not indicative of how good a team they are. And like you said, they're same as we are right now, 2-2 in conference. Pretty balanced conference schedule thus far through two weekends. It's actually only one undefeated team right now. So that tells you how balanced we are in our league.
Exactly. You're both tied for third place with about three or four other teams, too.
Yes. So we're right in that, you know, right in there, right in the mix. And certainly this is an important game, as all conference games are. But, you know, we want to stay in that position where you can control your own destiny. So a win tonight will be very, very good for us.
What do you know about these guys offensively and defensively?
Well, they like to get up and down, like most teams do in our league. They're very balanced, so they will shoot the three ball. They'll go inside. So coach likes to balance like, you know, most good coaches do.
Yeah.
So you'd like to be able to score either way and also play from the half court if necessary. So, and they like a lot of pressure. They're going to press. They're going to play hard, tough, full court man. They're going to deny the wings. So they're very aggressive defensively as well. So we'll see if we can execute with that pressure. And, hopefully our non-conference schedule will prepare us for it.
Well, I know you had a good game the other night. Willie Jackson had 18. Kevin Moore had 17. Marcus Scott had 5, but somebody that really surprised me was Ibrahim Jarju, scoring 16.
Oh, yeah. He's coming around. He's getting comfortable. He's a transfer player, and really he's been out 2 years pretty much in terms of playing basketball from a meaningful perspective. So, you know, he's from first game until this past game, you can see the improvement every game. So we're looking for him to continue to improve. He's, as you know, a tremendous athlete. But he's just getting used to the system and what we do and gave us some significant minutes last game. So we're looking for him to continue to get better.
Are the guys coming around a lot more? I know that you got a lot of new ones in here.
Oh, goodness. Yes, sir. We got – and that's the encouraging thing about this group, that we are new. A lot of freshmen, and we play a lot of freshmen. We actually play 7 freshmen out of the 10 – out of top 10, yeah. So it's very challenging, along with Willie and Marcus and Jarju that are mixing in there with the young guys. So we're very young, but you know we're hanging in there. We're getting better, so we're going to continue to do so.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good one tonight.
Oh, I think so. The conference schedule, the conference this year, is well balanced, and we're just looking for a close contest throughout the year. So hopefully it's not a nail biter again. Everybody going to have a heart attack.
No, don't say that.
I know. I'm sorry. Mike Leach, right? Yeah.
Well, no, me too. Right?
Oh, man, we all getting up there. So.
Yeah.
So, no.
So we don't,
so don't want to speak that into existence.
No.
Yeah. But, figurative, not literally.
Right. Well, Coach, good luck to you tonight. We'll talk to
you
after the game.
Appreciate it. All right.
We'll be back with more right after this. And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, we're getting set for the men's action as they will take on the Albany State Golden Rams also. And here come the starting lineups. Do not have them. So, game one under our belts. And a long one, I tell you. That was a very long game. So, Marauders come in at 2-5. Golden Rams 2-8. Both teams are 2-2 in the conference. But this very important conference game for the Marauders. Tied for third. They got a big contest with the Fort Valley State. Fort Valley State coming up on Saturday. So, first things first. So, we're going to get the starters. Send it over to Justin Fry.
And now let's get our starters for the visiting team, the Golden Rams of Albany State University. A 6'6 guard, number 4, Malika Copper. A 6'7 forward, number 11, Maurice Dixon. A 6'4 guard. A 6'9 forward, number 21, Andy Antoine. And a 6'6 guard, number 24, Jameer Earl. The Golden Rams are coached by Patrick Gales and assisted by Brandon Cosby.
There's your starters once again for Albany State. It'll be Parker, Dixon, Antoine, and Moore. I missed one, but anyway, I'll get him here in a second. That was a whopper I missed. For the Marauders, it'll be Moore, Keyshawn Key, Willie Jackson, Marcus Scott, and Sean Page. Starters for the Central State Marauders under head coach Antonio Davis. The Rams are coached by Patrick Gales. So sit back and enjoy tonight's second game between the Marauders and the Golden Rams here at Beacom Lewis Gym. And we are underway. Tip is controlled by Marcus Scott of the Marauders. Marcus Scott, a transfer from Savannah State, goes right side. Tried to get it into Moore, but kicked away. Picked up by Key. Goes over to Moore from the side for three. Drains it. Kevin Moore, three-pointer, gets his first two of the or first three of the night. 3-0 already. Marauders. Moore goes over to the far side. Parker. Back out top, goes to Moore. Moore. Back over to Parker. Parker looking inside, firing up a three. Little short, rebound comes down to Kevin Moore of the Marauders. We get it up to Keyshawn Key. Key over to the right side. Key's going to drive, stops at the free throw line, kicks it over to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive the baseline. Now Moore for three more, a little too hard. Rebound tipped around, picked up by the Golden Rams. Here comes Blake Parker into the front court for Albany State. Goes over to the left side. Wanted to take three now. There's a shot by Moore for three. The little short rebound comes down to Page. Ball knocked away, picked up by Page. No, picked up by Scott. Scott in the front court. A 10-second violation against the Marauders. They could not pick up the ball. Turns the ball back over to the Golden Rams. 3-0 is our score with 18:39 to go here in this first half from Beacon Lewis Gym. Ball comes into Malik Parker. Parker will control it for the Golden Rams. He goes over to the right side, gets it over to Wofford. Wofford looking inside, now dishes off to Dixon. Dixon down low. Goes to Antoine, shot no good. Rebound, Battleford. They cannot hang on to the ball. Into the front court comes Key. Key drives lane, puts it up high off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Moore of the Golden Rams. And shot no good by Parker, picked up by Page of the Ram, of the Golden, of the Marauders. Scott for three. Scott drains it from the free throw line. Here come the hands off to Parker. Parker back out top. Goes over to Antoine. Antoine will hand off this time to Moore. Moore just goes to the right side. Gets it over to Antoine. Antoine trying to drive. Can't do so. Dishes out to Moore. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shot goes up and good by Taryn Wolford. It's his first two. It's now 5-2. 7:19 to go here in this first half. Moore drives, slams it down. Kevin Moore. 17:09 to go. 7-2 is our score. Here come the Golden Rams. They've got the Marauder bench fired up. Parker goes over to the right side. Looking inside. Comes out top of the key. Stops. Push it down, goes to Dixon. Dixon puts up the shot, a little short, gets his own rebound, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Willie Jackson. Jackson up to Key. Key, three on one. Dishes off to Kevin Moore gets two more. He's got seven of the 9 points with 16:25 to go here in the first half. Here comes Parker. Parker goes right side. Time called by the Golden Rams with 16:15 to go. We're going to take a timeout too. Catch our breath back after this.
Power Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Happy
9-2 is our score here in the first half of tonight's men's game. Central State, Kevin Moore, 7 points, and they are 4-7 from the field. Ball comes in, and Kevin Moore is going to be called for over the back. That'll be his first, team's first. So Albany State will inbound it underneath their own basket. Ball comes in to Maxwell Harris, who went in for the first time tonight. Harris will bring it back out. Harris drives right side, stopped it, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Kevin Moore. He's on fire tonight. Moore gets it over to Jackson. Jackson fires up a three. Got it! Willie Jackson gets three more, and it's 12-2. Taking a page out of the women's book tonight. Going up by 10 early. Ball goes over to the right side, gets it over to Harris. Harris will bring it back out. Now he's going to try and drive the base, drive the lane, could not do so. Hands it back out to Simmons. Jaleel Simmons in for the first time tonight. Simmons into the front, into the paint, puts it up, and gets the friendly roll. Jaleel Simmons makes it down 12-4. Comes Scott into the front court. Scott goes over to the left side, drives the lane, and a whistle and a foul going against the fouls going against Maurice Dixon. That'll be his first, team first. So we got Jarju, Stephen Keith into the lineup for Central State. Ball comes in to Jarju on the left side. And coming out is Keyson Key. Ball knocked away, picked up by the Golden Rams. Ball thrown away, and nice save by Travis Baker as he sent it all the way across to Simmons. Simmons has the ball now. Almost lost his dribble, but kept it going. Ball goes over to the right side. Simmons puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound come down, picked up by Stephen Key. Stephen Key on the fly. Stephen holding on to it. Now gets it to Jackson. Jackson from the free throw line. Got it. Willie Jackson, 5 points on the night. It's 14-4, Central State. Into the front court come the Golden Rams. As Dixon has it, picked up by Keyson Key. Dixon tries to drive, pushes off, but no foul called. Now here's Simmons. Simmons, little fadeaway jump shot, got it to go. Jaleel Simmons, 4 points, 4 of the 6 points. It's down to an 8-point lead, 14-6. 14 minutes to go here in this first half. Ball comes over to the near side to Stephen Key. Key looking inside to Jarju. Jarju loses the ball on the way up. And a whistle, and what do we have? Foul's going against Ibrahima Jarju. It's his first, team second. So we got Scott, Jackson, Reed, Jarju, and Stephen Key out there for the Marauders. Going over to the left side, the right side is Parker. Parker puts it up, can't get it to go, and a blocking foul going against Stephen Key. Foul's going against Stephen Key. That'll be his first, team's second. So that's going to send Malik Parker to the line to shoot two. Parker on the year is an 83% free throw shooter. He's 10 of 12. Make it 11 of 13. Second shot coming up. 14-7 is our score. Central State leading it by 7 with 13:42 to go. Second shot goes up and through. 14-8. 6-point lead for the Marauders. They led by as much as 10. Into the front court comes Stephen Key. Key goes over to the right, left side. Being hounded there by Simmons. And a whistle and a foul called against Simmons. Simmons will pick up his first, team second. Stephen Key will inbound it on the far side. Ball comes into Jarju. Back to Key. Key will set up the offense from the left wing. And off to Scott out near midcourt. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Key now has it. Fires up from left side. Shot goes no good. A little short. Hit the side of the rim and bounced over to the other side. Ball goes over to now to Parker for the Golden Rams. Out front is Simmons. Simmons goes over to the right side. Now he's going to drive. Puts it up and off the glass and gets it to fall. Simmons has 6 of the 10 points, down to a 4-point lead. Reed gets it over to Jackson, firing up a 3. Got it! He's hot! He's got 7, or he's got 8. And it's 17-10. Ball comes into the front court with Malik Parker. 17-10, Marauders lead it, 12:36 to go. A little push off, I think. And it's going to be a foul on the Marauders. Foul's going against Marcus Scott. That'll be his first, team's 4th. Ball comes into Parker. Parker fires up a shot from the side. 2-pointer, good. He's got 8. 17-12. Jackson brings it up for the Marauders up the near side. So tries to drive. Now dish it off. He was off balance. Here's Key firing up a shot from the lane. Got it off the glass and in. Stephen Key gets his first 2. The bank was open. He deposited 2 points. 12-10 to go. In this first half, 19-12 is our score. Here comes shot blocked by Jarju on Parker. Parker thought it was a goaltend. Here comes Jackson, Jarju is fouled as Marcus Scott went flying in there. The ball went flying up. Foul's going against the That'll be on the first foul on Malik Parker. Timeout on the court with 11:50 to go here in this first half. Marauders lead at 19-12 back after this.
Central State is the most affordable 4-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
And now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build up on, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program.
Great day to be a Marauder.
You know.
11:50 to go here in this first half. Central State leading it 19-12. They are shooting 66% from the field, 3 of 4 from 3-point range, and they have not gone to the free throw line until now. Jarju will go to the line to shoot 2. Jarju, an 80% free throw shooter, 4 or 5, make it 5 or 6. 20-12 is our score. Central State leading it by 8. They led by as much as 10. Second shot goes up and through. So Jarju in the books, he's got 2, back to a 9-point lead. Parker will bring it into the front court for the Golden Rams in their blue jerseys with gold numbers and white shoulders. Shot goes up. Shot blocked by Jarju. Another shot shot by Jarju. And he's going to be called for the foul, I think, on this one. Yeah. That's his 2nd foul, team's 5th. As Paige getting set to come back in for the Marauders.
Jarju was just all over the place. Shot, a couple of shots blocked already. Going to the line will be Jameer Moore. Makes the first of two. Moore, a 72% free throw shooter. He's now 9 of 12. Second shot is up and good. Now down to a 7-point lead. Ball comes in to Key. Stephen Key is in. Keyson not in tonight, in this one, or at this point. Key brings it back out. Now he's going to try and drive the lane, puts it up, and shot was blocked. Picked up by Key. Key's going to put it up, shot blocked again. Key puts it up again, and this time he's fouled. The two blocks. Foul's going against Dixon. That'll be his second. Team's fourth. Kevin Moore getting set to come back in, as is Andy Antoine. Keith Lyons shooting two. Steven on the year is a 57% free throw shooter. 8 of 14, make it 9 of 15. So Kevin Moore back into the game, as Stephen Key will get another shot. Second shot goes up and rolls around and no good. Rebound comes down to Antoine of the Rams. Now goes over to Antoine. Antoine will hand off to Parker. Parker top of the key. Tries to go right side. Not denied by Key. Now he comes over to left side. Now drives the lane. Stop, pop, short, rebound Key. Nice defensive job by Stephen Key. Into the front court comes Scott. Scott stops at the free throw line, puts it up, got it to go. Marcus Scott has four. Back to a 10-point lead, the biggest lead they've had tonight. Just for the second time. 10:40 to go. 24-14, Marauders leading it. Here comes Moore, goes over to the left side. Now hands off to Baker. Baker back over to Moore, firing up a three. Little short, rebound comes down to Kevin Moore of the Marauders. He's on the fly. Going to drive him, drive the lane, puts it up off the glass. He went coast to coast. He's got 9 points in limited time on the floor. Now 26-14 with 10-10 to go here in quarter number, or in the first half. Shot goes up, no good by Walford. He's fouled. So getting ready to come in is Marcus Steele for the first time. Foul's going against Sean Page. That'll be his first. Team sixth. And going to the line will be Taryn Wofford. He'll shoot two. Misses the first of two. Wofford on the year is an 81% free throw shooter. 17-21 on the year. Now he's 17-22. 26-14, a 12-point lead for the Marauders. It's the biggest lead of the night. Down to 11 as he drains that one, 26-15. Wofford has now 3 points. Marcus Steele will bring it into the front court. Steele goes right side. Hands off to Moore. Moore fires up a three. Got it! Three more for Kevin Moore. And he's got 12 points, 29-15. Simmons into the front court for the Rams. Goes right side. Kicks it back out. This time it goes to Jameer Moore. Back over to Simmons. Simmons will bring it back out. Goes left side. Simmons will drive. Fadeaway jump shot. Little short. Rebound comes down to Reed. Reed, the big guy, just grabbed that bad boy with authority as Key comes into the front court for the Marauders. Over to Steele. Steele goes right side. Backs it out. Now gets it to Reed Page at the free throw line. Fires up a shot. Left! God, nothing but net for Page. His first two. It's now 31-15 with 9 minutes to go. Under 9 minutes. As Simmons comes into the front court, goes left side. Simmons directing traffic. Now he's going to come over top of the key. Goes over to the right side. Hands off this time to Wofford. Wofford at the free throw line. Whistle and a foul called against the Golden Rams. It's going to be called against called against Antoine. That'll be his first, team's fifth. And a couple players coming in from both sides. Keyshawn Key is in for the first time, or back into the game. Steele will bring it up. Steele into the front court. Being hounded there by Harris. Goes over to the right side. Now they dish down to Stephen Key. Steve drives, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Baker. That'll be his first, team's sixth. Stephen Key back to the line to shoot two. He's one for two from the line tonight. ...31-15 with 8:23 to go here in this first half. First shot goes up, rims out. One for three from the line. Second shot coming up. Small crowd on hand. The students are gone for the Christmas holiday. Second shot goes up, and this time it goes through. The men have two more games left after this one. They'll play Saturday against Fort Valley State, and then a Monday out at over at Cedarville. Parker stops, pops for three, short, rebound comes down to Keyshawn Key. Heads it out to Moore. Now over to Steven. Steven's going to drive, lays it up, off the glass and in. Stephen Key has 6 points. Ball almost knocked away. Here's a shot for three from the side, no good, by Maxwell Harris. 34-15, a 19-point lead, biggest lead of the night for the Marauders. Key goes over to the, drives the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. Page puts it up off the glass and in. Sean Page, two more points. He's got four. 36-15, a 21-point lead for the Marauders. 7:33 to go here in this first half. Good half for the Marauders. Simmons goes right side, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down, Keyshawn Key. Key, little spin move, now he's going to drive the lane. Now out to Moore for three, rims out, this time no good. Rebound comes down. Ball tipped around, picked up by the Rams. Over, here comes Parker. Parker up the right side. Parker's going to drive on Steele, gets it up off the glass and through. Parker gets two more. He's got four. 36-17 is our score. Jackson and Reed getting ready to come in for the Marauders. Steele down low to Keyshawn Key. Little reverse layup. Got it to go. Keyshawn. Time is called by the Golden Rams. With 6:42 to go. 38-17 is our score. We're going to take a break. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
...38-17 is our score with 6:42 to go here in this first half. Central State shooting 65% from the field, 15 to 23, 4-6 from three-point range, and the Golden Rams are just 6 of 21 for 28%, and 0 for 5 from the field or from three-point range. So the Marauders getting some good quality baskets tonight for on the offense. Baker will inbound it for the Golden Rams, and Malik Parker will bring it up. A 21-point lead for the Marauders. Ball goes over to the right side. Parker being hounded there by Key. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to the shot goes up. No good by Antoine. Here comes Harris. This is out to Baker. Baker puts it up and gets his on the roll. Baker gets his first two of the night, and it's 38-19. 6 minutes to go in this one, this first half. Shot for three, a little too hard. Rebound comes down. That was Moore. Shot by Reed. Gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Antoine Reed, that gets two. Back to a 21-point lead, 40-19, with 5:45 remaining in this first half. Parker into the front court for the Golden Rams. Goes right side. Now comes left side of the lane. Lays it up and can't get it to go, but tipped up. No good by Antoine, but he gets his basket to go. Got the tip of the world. Got the ball back again. Put it back up and in. Here comes Steele into the front court. Steele over to the near side. Jackson firing up a three. Got it. He's hot again. Willie Jackson has 11 points. 43-21. They've doubled them up. Parker comes over to the right side. Picked up by Keyshawn Key. Parker at the free throw line. Drives, kicks it back out. Gets it over to Harris. Harris tries to drive, puts it up, and got it to go. Maxwell Harris gets his first two of the night. 43-23. Ball comes into Willie Jackson. Jackson will put it. Jackson, he's on fire, as is Moore. Both are in the game. Here's Steele. Drives, puts it up, can't get it to go. Try to get the foul. Did not get the foul called. Ball comes over to the far side, and it goes right past Baker. So into the game comes Dixon for the Golden Rams, and Scott and Page in for the Marauders. Also in comes Jameer Moore for the Golden Rams. 20-point lead for the Marauders, 43-23. Keyshawn gets it in to Page. Back over to Keyshawn. Keyshawn will bring it up. Sends it over to Moore. Moore to the right side. Moore drives. Kicks it over to Jackson. Jackson from the right side. Puts it up. Got it to go. Willie Jackson's on fire tonight. 45-23. Parker brings it into the front court for the Golden Rams. Goes left side. Stops, pops, and got it to go. Parker gets two more. Scott will bring it up for the Marauders. Scott goes left side. Dishes down low to Page. Page tries to put it up. Ball batted out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders underneath their own basket with 3:42 to go. Coming back into the game is Jaleel Simmons. Media timeout with 3:42 to go. Central State leading at 45-25. Back after this.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com, or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Marauders now shooting 64%. They're 18 of 28. 5 of 8 from the three-point range and 4-6 from the free throw line. For the Golden Rams, they are 10 of 29 from the field for 34.5%, 0 for 5 from the three-point range, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Marauders out rebounding the Golden Rams 18 to 12. So the Marauders will inbound it underneath their own basket. Keyson Key will inbound it. Ball comes into Harris. Harris is going to be fouled. It's going to be fouled by Simmons. That'll be his second. Team seventh, so the Marauders will be in the one-on-one bonus. So that's going to send Willie Jackson to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Willie has had the hot hand here in this first half, as has Kevin Moore. Willie will shoot the one-on-one. Willie on the year is a 69% free throw shooter, 20 of 29. Misses the first. Nice job by Willie Jackson. He caught him sleeping. The one-on-one, Jackson missed it, and Jackson followed up his shot, laid it up and in off the backboard. It was like one-on-four. Here comes Harris. Harris gets it to Wofford. Wofford right side, top, at the right elbow. Now back out top comes to Parker. Parker right side, firing up a three, rims out, rebound comes down to Moore. Now to Jackson. Jackson over to Scott. Scott stopped, popped for three. Got it to go! Marcus Scott now has 7. 50 to 25. They doubled up the Golden Rams here in this first half. I don't think they've scored 50 points and a half yet this year. Shot goes up and in by Maxwell Harris. He's got 4. And 50 to 27, 2:43 to go. Have an interview with Kevin Moore at half. Scott now, Page the rebound, puts it up, back up and in. Page now has 9. 52 to 27. I could see three digits tonight, the way they're playing right now, at least right now anyway. Into the front court comes Wofford. Wofford firing up a three, got it to go. Wofford now has 6 points. It's 52 to 30, a 22-point lead. Here's Scott out near midcourt. Scott will bring it out near midcourt, set up the offense, coming over to the near side. Dishes down low to Jackson. Jackson underneath the basket, drives, kicks it back out to Moore, firing up a three, got it! 55 to 30 is our score. Central State all over the Golden Rams right now. Here comes Jameer Moore. Kicks it over to the near side. Gets it over to Harris. Harris comes top left elbow. Now it's going to drive. Puts it up and gets it to go. Kicks it off the glass. So Harris gets 2 more. Here's shot for Moore for 3 more. 18 points for him in here in this first half. 111 to go, 58 to 20 to 32 is our score. Parker out in their midcourt. Parker setting up the offense, tries to go left side, denied by Key. Now stops at the free throw line, puts it up and gets it to fall. Parker gets 2 more. He's got 8 unofficially. 58-34, less than a minute to go. Timeout called by Antonio Davis. Lead it by 24. We're going to keep it right here. Let everybody know that coming up at the half, we will have an interview with Kevin Moore, our player profile. And then coming up on Saturday, the Marauders, both men and women, will take on the Fort Valley State Wildcats. The ladies at 1, the guys at 3. Have for you right here on Radio 1.GemCitySports.com and also the also the The Rams are the ...46.3 seconds left here in the first half. Here comes the Marauders. Scott bringing it up into the front court. Coming, hands off to Moore out near mid court. Goes over to the left side to Jackson, or to Harris, or to Jackson. Jackson back out to Scott. 34 seconds left in this first half. Willie Jackson drives the lane, puts it up, dishes off to Page. Page in the paint, backs it out, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders, or to the Golden Rams. Into the front court comes Parker. Parker will back it out. 16 seconds left in this first half. 58-34 is a great first half by the Marauders. Here's Parker. Parker goes right side, now hands off. Shot no good by Harris, and that's going to do it. Your score at the end of the first half, Central State 58, and the Golden Rams 34. We shall return right after this with the interview with Kevin Moore. You're listening to the Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
And now a message from head football coach Kevin Porter.
We are all Centralia. Innovation is in our DNA. Enhance program pride. Honor our history. Support Marauder football. Great day to be a Marauder.
ProPower Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, ProPower Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. ProPower Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProPowerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. ProPower Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here on the halftime, with the Central State Marauders and Albany State Golden Rams, we're here with Kevin Moore. And Kevin, your first season here at Central State, how's it going so far for you?
It's been going pretty good. when Coach Davis was recruiting me, he gave me a pitch that he just wanted to, he was rebuilding something great here, you know, so, I just believed in him, and I came here, I see there's like a lot of great guys here, and we have like a bright future, so pretty much we just believe in what Coach Davis is, emphasizing, just going with the flow.
Okay. Well, here's some of the questions. They're not very hard. Some of them will be, and I'll hear a, ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I'll hear that out of you a couple times. Okay, what's your major?
Right now I'm undecided. I was trying to go into Central State majoring in human resources, but they don't have that, so I'm still talking with my family about which major is the right major for me.
Get into radio.
What's that?
Get into radio.
Yeah, I might have to.
What made you want to come to Central State?
Pretty much, it's 4 hours away from home. It's not that far. It's still in Ohio. I knew I wanted to go to Ohio school. It just, when Coach Davis and Coach Gaines recruited me, it just, like, felt like the right place, to be honest. They was real cool people, so it was just pretty much easy for me to commit.
Now that you've been here for, 3 months, 4 months?
4 months.
What do you like most about Central State?
The people, it feel like at home, like all my friends, everybody hanging with on the team just feel like at home. So pretty much if you anywhere and it just feel like home, you just as comfortable as can be.
Okay. Now here's some real tough ones. What's your favorite food? Not your mom's
favorite food. pizza. I always eat pizza. I don't know what it's like. I'm not exotic. I just like simple stuff really.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite restaurant? It has to be a pizza joint.
Belleria in Youngstown, Ohio. I like Youngstown, Ohio. Belleria got the best pizza.
Oh, yeah? You ever had to Chicago or Detroit?
Nah, I need to, though. I need to. I heard about it.
Okay. What's your favorite singles artist, band, music?
Artist? I have two, Drake and Lil Baby.
Okay.
Drake and Lil Baby.
You know, a lot of people say Drake.
Yeah, Drake, one of those ones.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Probably Roll Bounce or Friday, one of those two.
Okay. What are they about?
Friday, you know Ice Cube. Yeah. Ice Cube, yeah. Chris Tucker, they star in those. Just a funny comedian-type movie.
Okay.
Just funny.
If you had the chance to meet an actor, who would it be?
A chance to be an actor?
Yeah.
I think it would be, I want to say Michael B. Jordan. He's pretty versatile.
Okay. If you had a chance to meet an actress, who would it be?
Actress I would like to meet, I think that would be Zendaya.
Okay, this is we're going to be a real tough one, and I don't think he's around anywhere, is he? I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Now, in one word, describe the coach.
Animated, easy. Okay. I didn't have to think about that.
No, I thought that was going to be a hard one.
No, animated. That was easy.
Okay, who's your favorite sports team? And it could be any sport.
I like in NFL. I like Seattle Seahawks, and I like Ohio State Buckeyes in football. We got bring home a national championship.
Let's hope.
Sir.
Favorite player?
Kevin Durant, but I appreciate LeBron greatness.
Okay, yeah, he's close to you guys, isn't he?
Yeah, Northeast Ohio.
Yep. What's your favorite sports moment that has happened to you?
Set him 1,000 points, scoring my 1,000 point.
Oh, yeah?
In a conference championship game last year.
Okay. And what was the name of your school?
Campbell Memorial High School.
Okay. Do you like to travel?
Travel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big. One day, hopefully I grow into it.
You know you're going to travel a lot in this.
Yeah, I know.
What's your favorite place that you've been to?
Favorite place in general?
Yeah, in general. Like on vacation when you went out with your family.
Disney World
down in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What vacation spot would you like to visit in the future?
I want to do something big like Cancun or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is one thing you want listeners to know about you? What's one thing?
Pretty much, I'm just like a good kid, open-minded kid that just want to learn stuff. Pretty much, that's it.
Okay. Now here's the toughest question you're going to answer even in your exams. This is the toughest one you're ever going to answer. What would you do if you had no cell phone or no computer?
In general?
Yeah, if you didn't have one.
I think I'd be a better basketball player.
Well, why don't you do that now?
I don't know. I need that. That's everyday life right there.
Yeah, yeah.
My everyday life on my phone.
Well, no, that's my business, you know, being on here. Well, Kevin, thanks for coming on, and best of luck to you tonight, the rest of the way tonight. And let's see Double Figures again.
Yes, sir, guys. We appreciate it.
We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Halftime Show on the Gem City Sports Network.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. 58-34 is our score. We have about 6 minutes left in this halftime. Here's the scoring for the Albany State Golden Rams. Andy Antoine has 2 points. Malik Parker has 10. Taryn Wofford has 6. Jameer Moore has 2. Julio Simmons has 6. Travis Baker has 2. And Maxwell Harris has 6 for a total of 34. They are 14 of 35 for 40% from the field, 1 of 8 from the three-point range for just 12%, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. For the Marauders, it goes like this. Kevin Moore on fire, 18 points. He was 4-7 from three-point range, 7 of 10 from the field. Sean Page has 6 points. Keyshawn Key has 2. Willie Jackson, 15. He's 3 for 3 from the three-point range, 6 of 6 overall. 15 points for him. Marcus Scott has 7. Ibrahima Jarku has 2. Stephen Key has 6. And Antoine Reed Jr. has 2. They are 23 of 35 for 65% from the field, 8 of 11 from three-point range for 72%, and 4 for 7 from the free throw line for 57%. One of those misses was by Willie Jackson, and he caught the Golden Rams napping. He went in, just laid it right back in. Rebounds, 22-13 for the Marauders. And turnovers, each has 3 apiece. So we're going to be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Mm-hmm.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, halftime is concluding. 58-34 is our score. Marauders were on fire tonight. They had Kevin Moore and Willie Jackson in double figures. Willie Jackson is 6 for 6 from the field, 3 for 3 from the three-point range, and Kevin Moore has 4 threes. So good first half for the Marauders. See if they can put together another second half just like the first. So the Marauders will be back in action on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, when they take on the Fort Valley State Wildcats. And then on Monday, they will be over at Cedarville to take on the Yellow Jackets in a matinee game, 3:15 to tip. They got a women's game ahead of time, though. So approximate time will be 3 o'clock airtime. And 3:15 tip. So the Golden Rams will have it to start the second half. Still in their huddle. 20 minutes on the clock. 58-34 is our score. As we get set for second half action here at Beacom Lewis Gym, inbounding it will be Jaleel Simmons of the Golden Rams. Fort Valley State is down at Kentucky State right now. Now they're going to try, they got to get it in. Ball comes into Malik Parker. They finally get it in. Parker coming over to the near side. Parker stops, pops for two. Off the front of the rim, no good. Scramble for it, picked up by Kevin Moore. Moore on the fly up the left side. Moore almost had his pocket pick. Fires up a shot. Off the front of the rim, no good. That's one of very few misses Moore has tonight. Into the front court comes Simmons up the left side. Now he's coming right side of the lane. Shot is no good, and Keyshawn Key is going to be called for the foul. Got to be Keyshawn's first, team's first. 19:34 and a half left in the second half. Going to the line will be Jaleel Parker for two. Parker on the year is a, or Jaleel Simmons. He's a 5 for 5. Make it 5 or 6. Second shot coming up. Nobody scored here in the second half until now. Parker has 9. And 58-35. 23-point lead. Key brings it up into the front court. Goes over to the right side. Will hand off to Jackson. Jackson will bring it back out for Central State. Jackson goes right side. Now tries to drive in the middle of the lane. Puts it up and got it to go. Willie Jackson stays hot. He's 17, has 17 on the night. He's 7 of 7 from the field tonight. Here comes Dixon. Dixon directing traffic. He comes over to the right side. Picked up by Key. He'll hand off to Simmons. Simmons now back over to Antoine. Dishes down low. Gets it over to Wofford. Wofford will try and drive. Loses it. Picked up by Moore of the Marauders. Moore drives. Lays it up off the glass and in. Kevin Moore has 20. 20 points for Kevin Moore, 62-35.
Here comes Dixon into the front court. Dixon comes over to the right side. Will hand off to Parker. Parker, top of the key. Now it goes over to the left side to Antoine. Antoine will hand off to Simmons. Simmons is going to try and drive. Puts it up off the glass. Gets it to fall. Jaleel Simmons. As Keyson Key fell and got was getting up slowly. Travis Baker coming back into the game as Wofford will sit down. 62-37 is our score. Central State leading big. Key will get the pass back from Page. He'll get it over to Willie Jackson. Jackson will cross the court to Page. Back to Key. Key will come up the right side. Hand off to Scott. Scott comes out right side to Key on in the right corner. Key's going to try and drive the lane. Kick it back out to Moore for three. Got it! Three more for Moore. He's got 23. 65-37, a 28-point lead for the Marauders. They have led from the beginning. Here's Simmons going over to the top of the key. Stop, pops for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Willie Jackson. Jackson will bring it up. Being hounded there by Baker. He'll slow it up, let everybody get past him. Now he gets into the front court. Plenty of time left on the shot clock. Well, Jackson goes right side, dishes over to Key. Almost has it. Key dishes down low to Page. Page underneath. Shot blocked and saved by the Golden Rams. Parker into the front court. Parker, top of the key, dishes down low. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound. Page is going to be called for the foul on Antoine. That was going against Sean Page. That'll be his second. Team's first of the quarter, second of the half. Jarju getting ready to come back into the game, replacing Page. As going to the line, Antoine will shoot two. Makes the first of two. Antoine on the year is a 58% free throw shooter. He's now 8 of 14. Second shot coming up. Second shot goes up and bounces around. No good. Almost tipped in by Key, but picked up by Jarju. Jarju is going to be... There's going to be a foul called on the Golden Rams. See who that was on. First foul on me. Foul was going against number 21. And Antoine, his second. Team's first. Scott will bring it up for the Marauders. Picked up by Baker. Scott goes over to the right side. Scott picks up his dribble. Now he's got to get somebody to get it to. Ball goes over to the far side and knocked out of bounds by Dixon of the Golden Rams. 65-38 is our score with 16:43 remaining in the first or in the second half. Central State had 58 points in that first half. They were shooting lights out. Here's Jarju. Little rainbow shot comes up and in. He's got four. And 67-38, a 29-point lead for Central State. The biggest lead they've had all year. Here's Parker going over to the left side, directing traffic as he goes over there. Now coming back over top of the key. Now drives on Key. Shot goes up and gets the friendly roll. Parker gets two more. 67-40. Moore puts it over to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive. Puts it up. Shot blocked. Picked up by Scott. Scott gets it down to Jarju. Little rainbow shot again. Gets it to go. Jarju has two more. Here come the Golden Rams. Parker into the front court. Going over to the left side. Looking for somebody to get it to. Knight gets a pick. Knight's going to drive. Knight doesn't. Back out top. Top of the key. Gets it over to the left side. Here's a shot for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kevin Moore. Moore all the way up to Key. Key's going to drive. Dishes off to... Slam by Jarju!
Ibrahimi Jarju. A nice slam. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. Shot no good. Simmons tried to get the slam. Here's a shot from the side. No good by Baker. Picked up. Here comes Moore. Moore kicks it over to the side. And a whistle and a... As Scott stepped on the line. A timeout called on the court. With 14:53 to go. The Marauders 71. And the Golden Rams 40 back after this.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, Marauders lead at 31-40. Two more games left for the calendar year for the Marauders, at least here around this area. They got a date on the 30th up at Malone in Canton. But here, they've got a game on Saturday against Fort Valley State. They got to finish this one up first. But they got a game against Fort Valley State on Saturday and Cedarville on Monday. Here comes Parker into the front court. Being hounded there by Stephen Key now. Keyson is still in there. Parker picks up his dribble, gets it over to Baker for three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Stephen Key. Stephen will bring it up, gets it over to Moore. Moore loses it off the foot of Baker. Ball belongs to the Marauders with 26 seconds on the shot clock. Keyson Key will inbound it for the Marauders. Gets it into his brother. Pump fakes. Now decides better of it. Brings it back out. Jarju underneath. Puts it up. Shot blocked. Rebound picked up. Picked up by the Marauders. There's Scott. Brings it back out. Here's Key. Key's going to drive. Kicks it over to the right side. And a ball's intercepted. A blocking foul on the... Looks like it's going to go against going against Harris. That'll be his first, team's second of the half. 14:10 left here in this second half. Marauders, as one of the officials, has to clean up some moisture. They don't have anybody over there to do it. So, got a little blood on Malik Parker, so he's going to come out. Set 14:10 left in here in this second half. 71-40 is our score. As an unofficial timeout, due to the fact that we have a Malik Parker's got a little bit of a. As Malik Parker is now coming back in, he's got his arm wrapped. So Keyson Key will inbound it for the Marauders underneath his own basket with 14:10 to go. Keyson's got to get it in. Gets it in to Moore. Moore Hot from that side and can't get it to go. A little short. Rebound comes down to Harris of the Golden Rams. He'll bring it up into the front court, coming over to the right side. Now goes down the middle of the lane, puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against George U. That'll be his third. And going to the line will be Maxwell Harris. Harris has 6 points. And on the year, he is a 76% free throw shooter. First shot goes up and through. He's got seven. Now a 30-point lead for the Marauders. They're world beaters tonight. Second shot goes up and also through. 71-42 is our score. Full court pressure by the Golden Rams. Ball comes into Scott. He'll bring it up against Baker. Gets it into the front court. Going over to the right side. Drives. Stops. Kicks it back out to Stephen Key. Ball knocked away. Foul's going against Harris. That'll be his second. Team's third. 13:41 to go here in this second half. Marauders all over the Golden Rams. 71-42. Ball comes into Scott in the backcourt. He'll bring it across. Scott just down to Moore. Moore, little layup. Reverse layup gets it to go. Moore has two more. He's got 25. Shot goes up by Harris. No good. Ball's knocked away. Out of bounds. It goes off of Key. And it's going to belong to the Golden Rams. Keyshawn Key out. Jackson back in. Jackson has the hot hand in the first half. He had 15. He's got 17 total. Kevin Moore tried to do a little fake job on the official. Here comes Parker. Whistle and a foul going against Georgiou once again. So, Ibrahima Georgiou has his fourth foul. Sean Page coming back in. Georgiou will sit down. Simmons will inbound it for the Golden Rams. Gets it in. Turnaround jump shot goes up and in by Dixon. That is his first basket of the night. Dixon usually averages 11 points a game, and he gets his first one of the night. So a timeout called by 30-second timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, too. I'll take it back. It's going to be a full timeout.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, the Marauders still shooting 63% from the field, 69% from three-point range. They are 9 of 13 from three-point range. Just an amazing night. Albany State just shooting 40%. Ball comes into to Stephen Key. He's handled there by Baker, but he gets it across the line. Key out there along with Moore. Key stops, gets back over to Moore. Moore has a hot hand also. Moore's going to drive, lays it up off the glass, got it to go. Kevin Moore, two more points. He's got nine here in the second half, 27 overall. 75-44. I think we're going to see a lot of this. Parker lays it up and gets it to fall. Parker now has 14. 75-46. I think we're going to see a lot of the bench coming in tonight. Ladies won the first game, 91-78. Moore gets it over to Key. Key is going to drive the lane, dish it off to Page. Page back over to Moore. Moore's going to drive, kicks it back out to Jackson for three. Get a little off. Rebound to Page. Page puts it back up. No good. Page gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Sean Page, 6 points tonight. He had to earn all of that one. Down to it's up to a 31-point lead once again, 77-46 with 11:45 to go here in the second half. Simmons goes over to the right side, back out top. Baker for three, little short, rebound comes down to Moore of the Marauders. Moore will bring it up in a hurry. Into the front court he comes. Moore over to Jackson. Jackson looking inside, back to Moore. Moore underneath. Kicks it back out, this time to Scott. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Moore for three, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Dixon. Dixon very quiet on the night. Averages over 11. They've held him to just two. Dixon will drive, stops, pops, and no good off the back rim. Rebound to Jackson. Jackson up to Scott. Scott will slow it up. Kills some clock. Less than a minute, less than 11 minutes to go here in this one. Scott going over to the right side. Scott dishes down low. And Jackson's going to be fouled by Parker. Parker's going to pick up his second foul. So Keyshawn Key is going to come in, as is Andy Antoine. Moore coming out for the Marauders, as is Jameer Moore for the Rams. And we're going to take a timeout. This timeout is called. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
77-46 is our score. Central State leading it by 31 with 10:42 to go here in this second half. Central State shooting a whopping 60% to 35% or 37% for the Golden Rams. Moore 27 points, Jackson 17. Central State will have the ball underneath their own basket. Keyshawn Key will inbound it for the Marauders. Gets it into Scott. Scott on the right side in the corner. Brings it back out to Stephen Key. Stephen pump fakes, now drives late, puts shot blocked. It goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders. 13 seconds on the shot clock. 10:35 remaining in the contest. The shot comes out, or the pass comes out to Page. Page is not going to shoot it from where he's at. That's about 19 feet out. There's a shot by Jackson, or by Scott. He's fouled. Foul's going against Simmons. That'll be his third. Back into the game comes Taryn Wofford. Scott will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 9 points all in the first half. Scott on the year is a 91% free throw shooter, 31 of 34. Makes the first one. Second shot coming up by Marcus Scott. Second shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Rams. Over to the near side comes Parker. Parker's going to drive the lane. It goes underneath. Dishes off. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Antoine. He has two more. He's got five. 78-48, a 30-point lead by the Marauders. 10 minutes to go. Into the front court comes Key. Key goes over to the left side. As he tried to get it to Scott or to Jackson, here comes Dixon. Dixon cannot handle it. 3 seconds. There's no call and a whistle and a foul as Dixon gets his fourth point. Foul's going against Keyshawn Key. That'll be his second, team's fourth of the quarter or fourth of the half. Reed in, Page out for the Marauders. The timeout is called by Antonio Davis. We're going to take a timeout too, a 28-point lead for the Marauders, 78 to 50, and we'll be back with more after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, 9:43 left in this one. Marauders lead it by 28, 78 to 50, trying to snap a three-game losing streak, which they are well on their way. The Marauders and the Golden Rams are 3-3 in the all-time series. Of course, last year the Marauders won it, 80 to 74. Going to the line will be Maurice Dixon to shoot the and one. Dixon shot goes up and rolls through. 5 points for Dixon. He averages 11, so he's well under his average. 78 to 51. 27-point lead. Here comes Jackson. Jackson into the front court. It's over to the corner to Stephen Key. Back out to Jackson. Georgie sitting down with four fouls. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Scott. Scott's going to try and drive the lane. Gets it up and no good. And he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Antoine. His third, team's fifth. That's going to send Marcus Scott to the line for two. He is 1 for 2 from the line tonight. First shot by Scott goes up and through. 79-51 is our score. Central State leading. Kids will be back in session next time after the first of the year. And they'll come back to a team that's right now very hot. Here comes Parker for the Golden Rams, 79-51 with 9:05 to go. The Marauders leading it. Parker coming, goes right side. Shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson loses his balance. Now go away up to Scott. Scott will slow it up. Let's everybody go past him. Scott goes right side. Dish it down to Jackson. Jackson in the paint. Puts up a shot. Little short rebound comes down to the Golden Rams. Into the front court comes Baker. Baker on the fly. Baker's going to stop. Put it off the glass. No good. Rebound, a whistle, and a foul. It's going against Keyson Key, I think. It is going to be against Key, and that is his third. Team's sixth. So they'll send Travis Baker to the line to shoot two. Baker has yet to shoot a free throw tonight. Baker on the year is an 85% free throw shooter. He's 6-7. Make it 6-8. Moore back into the game for the Marauders. That's Jameer Moore coming back in for Albany State along with Simmons and Harris. ...79-51 is our score. Central State ahead. 8:24 left. Second shot goes up. Rims out. Rebound comes down to Reed. Reed will hand off to Scott. He'll bring it up into the front court for Central State. But not before being hounded by Harris. Scott comes over to the near side. Wanted to get Steve a key, but he was not. Ball goes down low to Reed. Reed puts it up. Shot blocked. A whistle and a foul. Blocking foul going against the Rams, Golden Rams. Foul's going against Travis Baker, his second, team seventh. They'll send it. Antoine Reed to line for two. He has 2 points on the night. Antoine is a 50% free throw shooter. He's 2-for-4 on the year. First shot coming up for Reed. First shot goes up and in and out. ...79-51, 8:04 left in this contest. Central State up big. Reed, couple of bounces. Puts it up and hit the front rim, hit the back rim, and fell through. 80-51, a 29-point lead for Central State with 7:58 to go. Into the front court comes Simmons, goes over to the left side. Takes it back out, almost loses it. Stephen Key all over him like a cheap suit. Here comes Simmons, going to drive. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Dixon. Dixon puts it up. Count the basket and one. Foul's going against Stephen Key. That'll be his second, team's seventh. I think he gave that basket to Dixon. They did, and he's got the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Here comes the Marauders. Jackson or Scott into the front court. There's Key puts it up. No good. Rebound. Reed right there for the putback. Count the basket and one, I believe. Basket was no good. And timeout is called. Foul was going against Dixon. That'll be his third, team's eighth. Timeout on the court with your score 80-54. Central State leading back after this.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV.
Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Stephen Key will be at the line for the Marauders. Key will be shooting two, I believe, or the one and one. First shot is up and through. Stephen's got seven. 81-54, 27-point lead for Central State. Second shot goes up and through. 82-54 is our score. Central State's now under 60%. They're shooting just 58% from the field. It's very hard to beat a team shooting that hot. Simmons puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Keyshawn Key. Hands off to his brother, Steven. Steve will bring it up into the front court for Central State. Like being hounded there by Dixon. Gets it in. Gets it over to Scott. Scott out near midcourt. Comes over to the left side. Gets it over to Stephen Key. Stephen holding on to it. And comes over top of the key. Comes drive the lane. Puts it up. And can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Count the basket for Key. That's 84-54. Got it just in time. Good night for the Marauders. Ladies win 91-78. The guys are up by 30. Right now it's 6:17 to go. Ball goes over to the far side to Moore. Back out top to Simmons. Simmons will back it out. Albany State will travel down to Kentucky State. Here's a shot for three. Got it. Simmons drains the three. There's something going on the court. I don't know what it was. Now, Simmons is drawing at the fans over on the far side. So Stephen Key comes out. Jackson comes in. We also got Reed and Moore back in for Central State. Ball comes into Jackson. Jackson will walk it, bring it up into the front court, being picked up by Simmons. Simmons kind of being distracted by the fans on the far side. Jackson comes over. Jackson tries to drive. Ball gets to Key. Oh, that's Moore, I think. Moore. Oh, no, that's Reed. Reed loses it, picks it back up, fires up, shot, no good. Rebound, battle four. Picked up by who? If it's a jump ball, if it was a jump ball, it's going to belong to Central State.
Hey, that ain't hit the shot. That ain't hit the rim.
Jump. 84-57 is our score. Central State will inbound it underneath their own basket. As there's moisture on the floor once again. A timeout called by Antonio Davis. With 5:29 to go, back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Back here at Beacom Lewis, Jim. '84-57 is our score. Central State will have the ball underneath their own basket. 5:29 left. One more media timeout to come after the four-minute mark. Kevin Moore will inbound it for the Marauders. Moore comes into Key, and he's fighting for it. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Golden Rams. A little moisture on the floor once again. .525 left. Yeah, they won't need to clean it up. I guess it's all dry. Here comes Parker into the front court for Albany State. They will travel down to Kentucky State on Saturday. Shot for three by Parker. No good. Rebound comes down. Simmons now has it for the Golden Rams. Going to drive. Puts it up. A little floater goes in. Jaleel Simmons gets two more. That's 84-59, under 5 minutes to go here in this one. Scott has his pass taken away. Here comes Wofford. Wofford will slam it down. 8 points for Wofford. 84-61, 23-point lead for Central State. Into the front court comes Jackson. He's got to hurry. Now he gets it across. Tried to get it to Moore. Ball taken away. Here comes Parker. Parker shot at an alley-oop going to Wofford. Wofford gets two more. 84-63, a 21-point lead. 4:13 left. Scott into the front court. Goes over to Jackson. Back over to Scott on the right side. Scott's going to try and drive. This is off to the right side. Here's shot from the right side. No good by Keyshawn Key, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders, it looks like. Timeout called in the media timeout called. 3:52 left. Your score, Central State 84, and the Golden Rams 63 back after this.
ProFowler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, ProFowler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. ProFowler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProFowlerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. ProFowler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. ProFowler Performance.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
84-63 is our score with 3:52 remaining here in this second half. Central State leading it. Right now, Kevin Moore has 27 points, Willie Jackson 17. I think that's what they had at the half. No, Moore has had 18 at the half. Willie had 15. The Marauders will have the ball on the far side, right in front of the ladies' team. No, I take that back. Antoine Reed will be shooting two. Foul one against Andy Antoine. He picked up his fourth. First shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Or to the Golden Rams. Here comes Simmons. Dishes down low. And another slam. This time by Andy Antoine. He's got now 7 points. 84-65. Down to a 19-point lead with 3:23 to go. High is over 30. Moore, who had a hot hand in the first half, drives, kicks back out to Jackson. Jackson could have taken a three, but did not do so. Clock is running down. Shot by Key, no good. Rebound, puts back. This time, a shot clock violation against the Marauders. They could just not get it. Page in. Also, Stephen Key coming in, replacing his brother. Page in, and also Reed out. 2:55 remaining here in this one. A 19-point lead. Except the Golden Rams coming back on this one. 2:45 to go. Ball comes down low to Antoine. Puts it up off the glass. And it goes in. Antoine gets two more. Looks like it was touched on the cylinder by one of the teams. Don't know which one. Here comes Scott into the front court. 84-67. A 17-point lead. Scott drives, kicks it over to Key on the far side. Key will bring it back out. It's Stephen Key. 11 seconds. Key's going to drive. Stop. Shot blocked, picked up by Dixon. Dixon on the fly, 3-on-2. Dixon's going to drive, lays it up off of Nick Glass and in. Dixon coming alive here in the second half. He's got 10. 84-69, a 15-point lead. Timeout called by Antonio Davis. I think he's a little worried. 1:56 left, a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Club at 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, Big League, look for a minor league price, for McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwestern Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. We'll be back at it again on Saturday as the Fort Valley State Wildcats come calling. The ladies will play at 1 o'clock, the guys at 3. Have it for you right here on radio1.gemcitysports.com and also on maraudersports.com. Then the guys will play on Monday over at Cedarville. And that game will start at 3:15 local time. Stephen Key will inbound it. 24 seconds on the shot clock. He'll get it into Scott. He goes all the way into the backcourt. Scott gets it into the front court, picked up by Simmons. Now he's coming over to the left side. Scott still holding on to it. 11 seconds. Gets it into the corner. To Moore, back out top. To Scott, to Jackson. Jackson firing up a three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to the Golden Rams, but it goes out of bounds right in front of us. Off the hands of Malik Parker. Moore will inbound it for the Marauders, and he gets it into Scott. Scott will bring it up. Scott into the front court, being guarded by Parker. Moore goes over to the left side to Page. Page in the right corner. Ball knocked away, picked up by Page. Page is going to drive across court, goes over to Key. Back out, pass is intercepted. And the ball goes out, almost out of bounds. I thought he stepped out of bounds. But no call. Ball comes over to Parker. Parker's going to drive on Page. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Marcus Scott has it. He'll bring it up for Central State. 84-69, less than a minute to go. Rodgers are going to win this one and improve. Ball's knocked away and a foul. Foul's going against Dixon. That'll be his fourth. Team's ninth. Make it their tenth. Make it the ninth. They'll send Marcus Scott to the line to shoot two, or shoot to one and one. No, I take it back. It is 10. Central State still has 7. Marcus at the line shooting one, or shooting two. Shot goes up and through. Coach Davis treating this as it's a one-point game. Here comes Scott, makes it the second one. 85-86-69. 30 seconds to go, or 35 seconds to go. About a seven-second differential. Parker's going to drive, lays it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Stephen Key. Central State is going to win this one. They do not have to take a shot. Shot clock is off. 18 seconds to go. Golden Rams are not even going to attempt to. So your final score is going to be 86-69. So the Marauders win this one. 86-69. Marauders will take on Albany State on Monday, or on Saturday. And the ladies will take on Fort Valley State at 1 o'clock. So a couple more games left here before the holiday season. Good job by the Marauders tonight. So 86-69, we'll be back with the coach right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Your final score, Central State 86 and the Albany State 69. We're here with the coach is sitting down here. Coach, good ball game tonight.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Had 58 points in that first half. You had to be very happy with that.
Yeah. We came out and we executed. I was very proud of the way we passed the ball around. We shared the basketball and played a good team game. So I was very proud of the guys.
You were shooting over 60% most of the game.
Did you know that? Yeah. No, I did not. I haven't seen it yet. We just got to clean up that last little part, but it's just so hard these days to get a group to play 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just had that little period in there. I probably left some guys in there too long as well. So I just got to do a better job myself.
Willie Jackson and Kevin Moore were hotter and fire on this in that first half.
They're good shooters. I mean, both are over 40% from three-point range. So, that's one of the strengths of our team.
Your thoughts on tonight's game then?
Well, we're happy. We want to continue to get better, and we are. Absolutely, it gets us over 500 in conference, which is encouraging. So we're just trying to build, like I said, and get better as a group.
You're 3-2 coming into Saturday's game against Fort Valley State.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of momentum.
Fort Valley, I don't know what they did tonight, but they went in tonight undefeated.
Yeah, they were playing Kentucky State, so.
Yes.
Kentucky State, I think they were 3-1.
Right.
So, you have to have a lot of momentum going into Saturday though, right?
We hope so, but, you know, it's a young group, so we're emotionally up and down, so we gotta see where we are.
Well, I've got the official stats on here. I haven't received them yet from the scorekeepers, but Kevin Moore had 27 points. Willie Jackson had 17, and Marcus Scott had 11.
Okay.
Stephen Key had 10
okay.
off the bench. So,
oh, good. We certainly appreciate that.
And then you were shooting 53% for the game
right.
from the field, 52% from three-point range, and 11 of 18 from the free throw line.
Yes, sir.
So all of that was above 60%.
Yeah. So very proud of the guys. Like I said, we just got to get better, keep working, and then get ready for Saturday against Fort Valley.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the official stats.
Okay.
So, but I had them on here.
Oh, okay. But yes.
Rebounds, you out-rebounded them 46-28.
Well, that's very good. I mean, anytime you do that.
Oh, yeah.
And we took care of the basketball for the majority of the game until the end.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, you had 11 turnovers to 5 for theirs. That's the only bad thing I can see on the stat sheet.
Yeah, and we had most of those were towards the end of the game.
Right.
Yes.
So, all in all, good ball game.
Not bad. Just trying to get better. That's just the mantra for us this year. We're just trying to get better.
So, I know you guys will practice tomorrow. Is that going to be a quick turnaround then?
Oh, yeah, quick turnaround. Just do pretty much a walkthrough tomorrow because I got a lot of guys that we depend on that log a lot of minutes. So, you know, we got to just go do a walkthrough tomorrow and try to get better.
Was that planned, getting everybody in?
Yes.
Like that?
We tried to. You know, that just was the way it went through, you know, the week of practice and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Coach, I don't know where the stats are, but I'll let you get back into the locker room.
I appreciate you, sir. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
So we'll be back with more of the final totals right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, your final score, 86-69. The Marauders win both ends of this doubleheader. Ladies won 91-78, guys 86-69. Here are the totals for the Albany State Golden Rams. Dixon had 10 points. Wofford had 10. Antoine had 9. Moore had 2. Parker had 14, as did Simmons. Harris had 8. Baker had 2. They were 28 of 66 for 42% from the field. Just 2 of 15 from the three-point range for just 13%, and 11 of 16 for 68% from the three-point range. For the Central State Marauders, Kevin Moore had 27 points. Keyshawn Key had 2. Willie Jackson, 17 points. Marcus Scott had 11. Sean Page had 8. Marcus Steele did not score. Stephen Key had 10. Reed had 3. And Georgiou had 8. For a total of 86. The Marauders were 33 of 62 for 53.2% from the field. 9 of 17 for 52% from the three-point range, and 11 of 18 for 61% from the free throw line. Central State out-rebounded the Golden Rams 46-28. But like I said, the turnovers, it was, where are they at here? They committed 11-5 over the Central State at 11, and the Golden Rams had 5. So that's going to do it for us here at Beacom Lewis Gym. Your final score, 86-69. The ladies win 91-78, or 91-79. And so both teams will be taking on the Fort Valley State Wildcats. It should be two good games. Both teams have a lot of momentum going into that matchup. So we will talk to you on Saturday, beginning at 12:45 with the pregame show for the ladies, the men at 3. So that's going to do it for us. And your final score once again, Central State 86 and Albany State 69. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We'll talk to you Saturday at 12:45. Have a good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game has been brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg, Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By the USO. By Profiler Inc. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Be sure to join us next time for all the exciting action of Central State Marauder Basketball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.